beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Biar ku yang mengalah. Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Doesn't that other words of his voice of Indonesia? I must admit that apparently the day is still Monday, but it's it doesn't hurt anyone if we are talking about some tourism places in Indonesia. So if you are looking for all-in-one place for your family, especially for education and entertainment, you can go to a place called Lembah Hijau, which is literally the Green Valley, but the name is not Green Valley, it's Lembah Hijau. It has a lot of rides for adults and for children too. It also has mini wildlife park, and it has 80 different species of animals. And the other interesting spot is the aquarium. That is the only aquarium in the city or even in the province of Lampung. So the location of Lembah Hijau is around 30 minutes from Bandar Lampung, the capital of Lampung province. And unfortunately, there is no public transport to the park, but you can take some private or rental cars, or even for larger groups, you can go with chartered buses. And after from Lembah Hijau, you can find other good stuff in Lampung itself.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupert Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupert Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, but love without intelligence is not enough. A quote from P.J. Habibie. Listener, Baharudin Yusuf Habibie or B.J. Habibie was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi in 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, and he was dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology, not only in Indonesia, but also the world. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Sadarkanlah lelahmu dan ceritakan tentang apapun aku mendengarkan. Jangan pernah kau merasa sendiri. Tengoklah aku yang tak pernah pergi. Bagiku kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadang-kadang tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu, percayalah. Segala sesuatu yang perih bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kau berkata dunia sedang teramat. Ya, bukan berat kau mesti berubah. Jadi seseorang yang tak kau ingin, yang menatapmu asing dari cermin. Oh, begitu kau tetap yang terbaik. Entah beratmu turun atau naik. Kadangkala tak mengapa untuk tak baik-baik saja. Kita hanyalah manusia. Wajar jika tak sempurna. Saat kau merasa gundah, lihat hatimu, percayalah. Segala sesuatu bisa diringankan dengan peluk. Kita perlukan
And it was always Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, if you have something to say to us, you can chat us on our WhatsApp number, 8+62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And I would like to read some messages that we received on our WhatsApp. The first one is from our very, very faithful listener, Kalab Abbas from Pakistan. So in several days since Saturday, he gave us a message that on the occasion of Happy International Women's Day. And according to Kalab Abbas, Indonesia give us much respect and opportunity to grow under the Islamic law. And he said that we know that one in three women experience violence and safety concerns in their lifetime. So we must continue to accelerate action with a hashtag by dismantling barriers that perpetuate inequality. Wow, very strong message from Kalab Abbas. And in the meantime, we also get a message from our listener in Aleppo, Syria. We have Wanis Basam Yokubian. So apparently, he sent a message last evening, and the message is, "Good evening, Jakarta. With you is Wanis Basam Yokubian," with an emoji of a rose that he can send from the WhatsApp chat. So once again, listen, if you want to share with this. And what, before that, I would like to say thank you for Kalab Abbas and Wanis Basam Yokubian. And for the rest of you, can once again chat us on the number +62 821 2381 2130. And after this, you'll be listening to a story about Kampung Gedong.
我从老人传下的好几十年了，到现在我74岁了。
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong?Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with thin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community,in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies.About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District. In front of the village near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm.One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island.Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun.The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, Do not enter. Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini,
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in their tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency provincial government,It is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Nepi, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kemplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Wang Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has been the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan, kita di sini kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, dong.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or their celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, cumi. Sagu, telur,
the first
garam,
process of
gula,
making this kemplang is putting together sui, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes dark. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making kerupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Jadikan hanya aku satu-satunya senggara pembagi sumpah. Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
Telanjang dan benar-benar bersih, suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Anugerah dan bencana adalah kehendaknya. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Oh, oh, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Jerih-jerih, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat, bahwa kita mesti berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kekalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Oh, Tuhan pasti dalam memperhitungkan amal dan dosa kita berbuat. Kemanakah lagi kita akan sembunyi, hanya kepadanya kita kembali. Tak ada yang bakal bisa menjawab. Mari
listener, here is the news. The Ministry of Creative Economy has been committed to continue to strengthen regulations and expand access for Indonesian musicians and industry to be more competitive at the global level. Creative Economy Minister Teuku Rifki Harsha in his statement on National Music Day on Sunday said, the government aims to ensure that the Indonesian music industry not only develops creatively, but also provides sustainable welfare for all stakeholders, including musicians, producers, and those who work behind the scenes. At the National Music Day, which is celebrated on March the 9th, the minister invites the people to appreciate the important role of music in the life and culture of Indonesia. Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana boosts Indonesian tourism promotion mission internationally during a working visit to Bali in Germany on March the 4th until 6th, 2025. Reported by antaranews.com, the tourism promotion mission was carried out through Indonesia's participation in the world's largest tourism exchange, the International Tourism Bursa or ITB Berlin 2025. Besides introducing Indonesian tourism, the minister also explored opportunities for cooperation through bilateral meetings with several counterparts. A listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sebuah pesan menyapa lanjut.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.